Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. Tonight's edition of Beauty Talk, it's all about the Glam Squad Diaries. But first, before we get to that, I'm turning it over to Denise, and she has beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. I tweeted something earlier this week about an article that I read, so I just wanted to share that with everyone tonight. When I read the title, I had to laugh, but here it goes. Crayola tells people to please stop using colored pencils as eyeliner. Let me repeat that. Crayola tells people to please stop using colored pencils as eyeliner. They're not meant to be used as makeup. People have been using colored pencils as eyeliner, and Crayola is not happy about it. Beauty bloggers have been recommending using colored pencils soaked in hot water as an eyeliner substitute, telling viewers that because the pencils are non-toxic, they are safe to use on your face to create a colorful eye look, but apparently that is not the case. In a strongly worded statement posted on the company's website, Crayola warned that colored pencils were not designed to use as eyeliner and that there is no guarantee they are safe to use in that way. Although our products are non-toxic, we do not recommend using them to make lipstick, eyeliner, or other makeup, and strongly discourage their use in this manner, the company said. They are not designed, tested, or approved for this purpose. That means you'll have to go to the drugstore to buy a regular eyeliner, just like everyone else. How ridiculous is that?
That's another show.
And, you know, this is why, you know, how every once in a while you hear, or especially, you know, a few years ago where makeup artists had a big issue with, you know, beauty bloggers. This is why sometimes it can be a problem. This is why sometimes you hear about these situations where makeup artists are just slamming these beauty bloggers. First of all, sometimes the people who are calling themselves beauty bloggers are not beauty bloggers. They're just beauty enthusiasts who just love makeup. And because something worked on them, then they're, you know, they're recommending it to the masses. And it's not necessarily something people should follow. Now, you do have a lot of beauty bloggers out there who are, you know, they're beauty bloggers, but they're also makeup artists who decided to have a blog. And it's, you know, it's working for them, and they can kind of, they can recommend products, they can recommend using certain things, and, you know, and it works. They've tested it. I've yet to see a beauty blogger do something as crazy as this. Now, I know that, you know, people always talk about on YouTube, you have beauty bloggers who, you know, you have bloggers or YouTube bloggers who are recommending products, but they're only showing, you know, the use of the products on themselves and not, you know, and just not different skin tones and things like that. I mean, that's, you know, not necessarily an issue. But when you have something like this, somebody recommending non-toxic colored pencils dipped in hot water to use as eyeliner, That's a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. Just a little.
That's a little crazy. But I found that to be interesting. Spread the word.
Right.
Crayola is not happy.
Well, I would definitely like to hear you all's thoughts on that, especially after you read the article. So if you're listening to the show tonight and you have a thought on that, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, if you have any kind of comment or question, you can call 914-803-4399. Please
and
be
you
sure
can,
to
you can,
to speak the host, to speak with the host.
I'm sorry about that, but you can find that article on Time Magazine's website. But also, the person that wrote the article was Charlotte Alter, and her Twitter handle is at Charlotte Alter, A-L-T-E-R, and you can probably find the link on her Twitter feed about that article.
Cool.
Do you have a PBA report for us?
Yes, I do. I have the PBA report this week, and just wanted to also encourage you guys to, if you're not members of PBA, but you are a licensed beauty professional, you should join. There are a lot of membership benefits. It just keeps you also up to date on what's going on out there in the beauty industry in regards to laws and regulations. There's health insurance for members. So you know how as a freelancer, we're not getting health insurance, so that's a great way to get on board with that. But also PBA just offers all kinds of member benefits. So if you'd like to join, you can go to probeauty.org and find out more information on how to join. First thing is up. The PBA responded to a New York Times investigative report on New York City nail salon labor conditions. There were two articles put out on the NewYorkTimes.com website, and one's called The Price of Nice Nails, and the other one was Perfect Nails, Poisoned Workers. And it was a two-part investigative report. Again, it's published on NewYorkTimes.com. And PBA, which is the largest organization of salon professionals, is dedicated to its core purpose of advancing the professional beauty organization. PBA does not represent or condone the illegal, unfair, and shameful practices of the salons referenced and interviewed in those two articles that I just mentioned. And this, the information that I'm giving you is PBA's response to those articles. PBA represents law-abiding, fair-wage paying salons slash spa owners across the country who are dedicated to upholding the professionalism of the beauty industry. Additionally, PBA actively works with leading manufacturers to ensure products are safe for use and improve working conditions in salons across the U.S. PBA has been steadfast in supporting the safety of both the beauty professional and consumer through campaigns highlighting the importance of continued and increased enforcement of our industry through licensing. PBA is committed to fighting the underground, unlicensed economy that encourages the unfair labor and wage practices outlined in those articles. These business owners are illegally employed, unlicensed service providers, which encourages lack of wages or unfair wages below the state's minimum wage. The Price of Nails, one of the articles, speaks to the need for increased enforcement of unlicensed illegal activity It speaks to the increased enforcement of unlicensed illegal activity as opposed to less. Every state in the U.S. requires licensing of service providers in the professional beauty industry. State legislatures oversees departments of licensing and state boards, establishing requirements to ensure competency while providing accountability to the consumer. Over the last several years, PBA and our industry partners have worked tirelessly with licenses, state legislators, and regulators to address the very serious issue of deregulation. You guys have heard us talk about this time and time again. And that's why it's so important to be licensed. You know, you protect yourself through licensing and you protect others through licensing. But anyways, I'm not going to read the entire article to you, I mean the entire story to you guys, but I will say that PBA says that they will continue to support licensing and fair wage practices and encourage consumers to report questionable, untrustworthy practices to both their state's Department of Labor and Department of Licensing. We applaud the New York Times reporter's follow-up piece, you know, which was they have a follow-up piece called Three Ways to Be a Socially Conscious Consumer. Consumers can also visit the NMC page for tips on what to look for in nail salons. I think that's a great follow-up piece that everyone should kind of check out. You know, and a lot of times when we're in salons and we see things, we don't know who to report it to, and so it goes unreported. So I'm pretty sure this New York City salon, of course, is not the only salon that's doing things that's unfair and that has unlicensed workers. So, again, if you see something that's untrustworthy and questionable in the salon, you can report that to the state's Department of Labor and the Department of Licensing. So just make sure you keep your eyes open to that kind of thing for those who attend salons, nail salons, hair salons, spas, whatever it is, you can report anything that's unfair. Okay.
And maybe we can possibly list some of that information during the tweet chat.
I'll do that. Also, the PBA Beauty Week is coming up July 11th through the 14th in Vegas. So just wanted to remind you guys to save the date. For those who are interested, the PBA Week CPNA All Access, they have an All Access Pass. For PBA members, it's $400 for All Access, and then for non-members, it's $600. And that includes a three-day expo floor ticket, one NAHA general admission ticket, and NAHA is the National Association North American Hairstyling Awards. So you get one general admission to the North American Hairstyling Awards, and then you get one ticket to their get-together party, and then there is a PBA Business Forum ticket, and then entry into any CPNA education session. So that's definitely well worth the price.
Also with NAHA, it also is not just the hair competition, but it also includes various categories of makeup as well. So that should be exciting.
Exactly. I was gonna get into that in a few minutes. So there's the Cosmo Pro North America. They have a 1-day expo ticket, which is for PBA members $32, non-members $65, and then the price goes up after June 12th. They also have 3-day expo tickets and 3-day CPNA education package. That PBA get-together is going to be $55 for any PBA member and $70 for non-members. They have the salon professional experience, which is for PBA members, it's $235. For non-members, it's $305. And that includes the 3-day expo floor ticket, the get-together party ticket, one get-together party ticket, one PBA business forum ticket, one NAHA general admission ticket, and then access to all salon professional education. And these are, when you look and when you think about it, these are very small investments for beauty education.
Definitely.
You know, education, networking, and just exposure to so many things that would, you know, couldn't do anything but further advance your career. There's also the PBA Business Forum featuring the Beauty Pitch, and for PBA members it's $60 and non-members $75. The PBA Distributor Workshop, $40 for members and $55 for non-members. And then, of course, the NAHA Awards, $80 for members, $95 for non-members. And then you have VIP tickets, $125 and then $175 for non-members. So if you want more information, go to probeauty.org, and there's like four different ways to reserve your room. There's several ways of how you can purchase tickets. So it's all the information is online at probeauty.org. Let's see, what else has Pro Beauty got going on here? Okay, with the NAHA Awards, I just wanted to give you all some information about that. There are several categories. I'll tell you all the categories, and then I'll just give you the finalists in the Makeup Artist of the Year, the Hairstylist of the Year, and the Nail Professional of the Year. I'll just give those three. But the categories for this year's NAHA Awards, the North American Hairstyling Awards, it's the Avant-Garde, Contemporary Classic, Editorial, Hair Color, Hairstylist of the Year, Makeup Artist of the Year, Their Hairstylist of the Year, Men's Hairstylist of the Year, Nail Professional of the Year, Newcomer Stylist of the Year, Salon Design, Salon Team, Student Hairstylist of the Year, and Texture. And I think you guys probably remember, I believe my sister kind of listed those several weeks ago on the show. And I remember this this competition. I just remember the day when it was nothing but hair. So it has really grown. Let's go with Hairstylist of the Year. Our finalists are Robert Grimes from RLG Salon, Sal Mazzeri from Ladies and Gentlemen Salon, Elaine Perek from Salon Sacco Drummond, Alan Ruiz, Jackson Ruiz Salon, Matt Swinney from Evolution Experience Hair Culture. Okay, that's the hair finalist of the year. Our makeup artist of the year, Kim Ernst, who's represented by the Zenobia Agency, Sarah Lindsay from Sarah Lindsay Makeup Studio, David Matterick from, he's just David Matterick, Arielle Payne, and Caitlin Simpkins. And then our Nail Professional of the Year finalist, Cassandra Clark, Renee Fischel, Rico Ome, Paige Roy, and Shandera Tali. So these are people who come from all over the world, freelancers, salon owners, or they work at certain salons. They're represented by different agencies. Some are, some not. But these are the finalists, hairstylist, makeup artist, and nail professional of the year. So that actual award ceremony is going to take place on the 12th, July 12th. So if you're at PBA during that time, that is definitely going to be something worth checking out. And again, PBA, the whole entire PBA Beauty Week is July 11th through the 14th. The NAHA Awards, Cosmo Pro, that whole seminar, all of that takes place during that time. And again, there's going to be some interesting seminars, classes during there, and I just want to make mention of a couple of them. There's a Beauty Business Startup, 7 Things You Have to Know Before You Launch. That's going to take place on Saturday, July 11th from 1 to 4. That sounds pretty interesting. Then there's the, Are Your Marketing Claims Getting Unwanted Attention? That's from 1 to 2:30 p.m. on the 12th. Beauty Packaging Magazines has a session called Telling the Brand Story Through Packaging from 3 to 4:30. You have your NAHA Red Carpet Reception from 6:30 to 8 and NAHA Awards from 8 to 10:30. That's all on Sunday the 12th. And on Monday the 13th, one of the things I found interesting was Beauty Gone Viral, the online influencers from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then Failing Smart, Turn Mistakes into Budget Strategies from 1 to 2:30 p.m. on July 12th. And then there's more on the 14th. So there's a lot of interesting things. I just kind of skimmed over just to give some of you an idea of what's out there. But definitely go to the probeauty.org website to find out more if you're interested. And back to you, Denise.
All right. Really quickly before we end the news, I just wanted to, and I know you all hear me say this over and over and over and over, but you can join us on our BBM group page. It's a page where we chat and network and learn from other professionals all over the world. We're connected with, a bunch of different beauty professionals, beauty therapists, hairstylists, makeup artists, estheticians from around the world. So you can be a part of our Beauty Talk BBM group. I'm going to put the information on our tweet chat, and if you're interested in joining us, you can scan our barcode, which I'm going to try to put out there. You can scan our barcode and join us on BBM. If you have a smartphone, if you have a BlackBerry, iPhone, Samsung, any type of Android phone, Windows phone, you can download BBM by going to bbm.com. And you can kind of explore the world through chatting with people all over the world, through group chats, through channels that offer all kinds of information. You can follow channels that, you can follow news channels. You can follow beauty channels. Makeup artists have certain channels. Brands have channels out there on BBM. So you can, whatever the topic is, you can follow it on a channel and you can create your own channel. But more importantly, before you do all that, come join us on BBM and chat about beauty. And if you have any type of beauty news that you would like us to share on Beauty Talk on Sunday nights, you can email us at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. Again, beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. If you have any beauty news that you would like to share on something you've come across that you'd like to put out there, or you in particular have something, then you can send that to us. We're not necessarily looking for like businesses who are, somebody's having a sale or something like that. We're not looking for that. But you can definitely join our Beauty Talk BBM chat and share it there. But for the beauty news that we read live on Sunday nights, we're just looking for other types of news. But, again, you can email us at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. And that's it.
All right. Again, for those of you who are listening, if you have a question or comment, the number to call is 914-803-4399. Make sure you press the option to speak with the host. Tonight we wanted to come and share a little bit about what we've been working on. I know the last few Sundays you haven't heard a guest, and that's kind of because we wanted to just speak on topics where you just hear from us. That's kind of was part of the plan to do it that way. We'll be back again next week with a guest. But a little bit about what we've been working on. This radio show, we created a couple years ago a video version of this called Beauty Talk, same name. It's just a web series. We're going to soon start working on season two of that. But we also just created another video series, and it's called The Glam Squad Diaries. And you'll be able to see The Glam Squad Diaries and the Beauty Talk web series on the Beauty Talk YouTube channel. What we're doing is with Glam Squad Diaries, if you're a regular listener of this show, you know that both my sister and I work on television and film. And what we like to share with the Glam Squad Diaries is we like to share a little bit of what goes on behind the scenes. So we're kind of been working a little hard on that. Plus, we've been working hard on the second season of Survivor's Remorse. And Survivor's Remorse is a show that comes on the Starz Network. For those of you who have Starz, hopefully you've checked out the first season. But we're working on the second season. And the second season will be out August 22nd. And so what we're doing is sharing some behind-the-scenes coverage of what goes on. And we're going to be talking a lot during this video series about our characters. And I'll tell you a little bit about the characters in a minute, but we're going to be talking about a lot of about the characters in the show. We're going to be talking about those characters' looks, a lot of the products that we used throughout the season. We'll be sharing a lot of that. And, you know, some of you may not think, oh, that's a big deal or whatever, but, you know, throughout the season, you may see one of the characters wear maybe a lip color that you like. You kind of want to know, one, what lip color it is, where it came from, but also why that particular character was wearing that color, you know, or who chose it. You know, sometimes it's not always the makeup artist who chooses the color. Sometimes it is the actual actress, because actresses have some say into, you know, how they want to look. So we're going to get into all of that through this this video series, The Glam Squad Diaries. But there's a lot of issues that we're going to tackle. We can't mention now, but we're going to tackle on The Glam Squad Diaries, as well as you'll see some things on the show. You have anything else you want to say about it, Denise?
It's just, I think this is going, The Glam Squad Diaries is going to be inspirational in some ways, very informative, just like Beauty Talk. It's going to be very informative, but it's almost going to be like the practical portion of what we talk about on Beauty Talk. Like, we have a lot of guests that come on from all walks of life, whether it's a makeup artist, hairstylist, esthetician, dermatologist, you know, massage therapist, photographer, whatever, you know, barbers. We're going to take what those people do and, you know, go behind the scenes of the show and actually show you real life applications. So the things that you hear us talk about on this show, we're going to take it on, you know, and show you video of actually, you know, what we do, how we do it, let you hear from the people who's doing it, let you hear from, you know, actors themselves. And we're going to, you know, we're going to tackle some issues that, you know, people deal with. Again, like we said, we can't really speak of those things right now, but when the time comes, you will kind of get a feel of what we're talking about. But The Glam Squad Diaries basically was created so that we could talk about, again, the makeup looks from each episode. But it's kind of turning in to be a little, you know, just a little bit more than that. So we'll see how it all pans out, you know, when the time comes. But I think it's going to be very exciting. I think people are going to get a lot from it. And hopefully you all will tune in, tell your friends about it, tell your fellow makeup artists, hairstylists about it, and they will check it out, Glam Squad Diaries. And I came up with the name Glam Squad Diaries because every time I start a show, I start out trying to, you know, tweet about the show, tweet about what we're, you know, what we're doing on this, as much as I can about what we're doing on the show, because, you know, with most of these television and you know, film projects, you can't really tweet or Instagram pictures about what's going on because they don't want you to compromise, you know, anything from the show. You know, they want, when people see the episodes, they want everything to be a surprise. They want all this to be brand new for them. So, you know, we can't really, like, tweet a lot about stuff. So that's why when we're saying we're working on a project, we really can't give anything away, can't really show anything. So when you see me tweet about something, most of the time it's like, okay, here's my setup for the day. You know, this is what I'm using on so-and-so today. And then I may have, like, the hashtag, you know, the name of the show, and then, or sometimes I may not, but mostly I'll have the hashtag Glam Squad Diaries. So Glam Squad Diaries basically came from me just tweeting about, or Instagramming a photo or something about the project that I was working on. Like I said, my setup for the day, you know, this is what I'm using. This is a product that I received from, you know, such and such brand, or, you know, this is a product that I love, and then I'll do Pound Glam Squad Diaries. And so we decided to, since this was a show where we're going to talk about the makeup looks, instead of using, you know, the hashtag that everybody in the industry seems to use, Set Life, you know, it was more than just about set life, because to me, set life is really about what goes on set, not necessarily what goes on in that hair and makeup trailer. Because
right.
What goes on the set is more so about, okay, the actors, they're acting, and, you know, what's going on in the script and, you know, whatever. Because at that point, we're just kind of like sitting around waiting to do touch-ups. But what goes on in the trailer is where all the real hard work takes place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When the actors first come into the trailer, you know, what are you doing during the time that you're doing your hair, the hair and makeup, and you're getting them ready? You know, all the things that happen in that process. And then afterwards, you know, when all the hair and makeup's done and they love how they look, you know, we're gonna take you into that world. So if you're a hairstylist or makeup artist or barber who's definitely interested in, or nail tech, if you're interested in, you know, what happens during that process, or you're interested in getting into the industry and really working as one of those professionals in the television and film industry, this Glam Squad Diaries is definitely for you. Because we're going to try to bring you as much as we can, as much as we legally can. But, you know, what we'll try to do is after each episode, deal with that week's episode so that we're not giving anything away before time. So we'll, you know, we'll allow the episode to play, and then we'll follow up with the video series pertaining to that episode. So it's going to be exciting, because there are some exciting things happening Glam Squad-wise in the episode, so that you'll be able to, you know, learn a lot about what it took to kind of accomplish some of those things. So I'm really excited about that, and, you know, and we'll just see how it goes. That's all I can say.
Right.
And see how it goes.
Well, and I just want to say that the show, season two, will premiere on August 22nd. I'm not exactly sure of the time, if it's 9:30.
It's 9:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So August 22nd, 9:30 p.m., season two premiere of Survivor's Remorse on the Starz Network. And then what we're going to do is we are going to premiere our first Glam Squad Diaries video on the following Monday. So this show comes on Saturday night, and mm-hmm. then Monday we will premiere the first video. So
you'll have a few days to see the show, because what they'll do on Starz anyway is they'll, once the episode finishes, they'll probably run it immediately again right afterwards. It's a half hour episode. They'll run it again, and then you'll see it throughout that night, throughout Sunday night, and throughout Monday. So you'll be able to really see the show.
Right.
You have quite a few opportunities.
Right. Also, we just listen out for this. I mean, we'll be making announcements on Beauty Talk as well. So you have Survivor's Remorse on Saturday, Beauty Talk on Sunday, and then Glam Squad Diaries on Monday. So listen, you know, pay close attention to Beauty Talk on that Sunday, because we're going to have, you know, we're going to run contests, and, you know, we may be even giving out hints to some of those contests on Beauty Talk. We'll mention it. But also, you know, there'll be contests, there'll be giveaways, but then also there will be several tweet chats and live tweeting during the show throughout the season. So we'll keep you posted here on this show, also on our Beauty Talk Facebook page, and also look for information on our Beauty Talk Twitter pages as well, to get information about what, you know, what we have going on for Glam Squad Diaries. But I just wanted to briefly trying to give you an idea of what's going on with the show in regards to who's playing what characters. First of all, one of our executive producers of the show is NBA All-Star LeBron James. Now, the show is loosely based on his life, you know, him and his manager's lives, you know, and experiences. But the main character, his character's name is Cam Calloway, and it's played by actor Jesse T. Usher. And just a quick synopsis of Cam. He's come all the way from the Boston Projects by signing to the Atlanta Pro Basketball Team. His next big challenge is deciding who to help and not help on his way up. So if you've watched season one, you would realize that he has helped so many of his old friends back in Boston. Some came to Atlanta, some they had to go to Boston. So if you know, and it's almost kind of like what happens with some people who come from, you know, like who come from projects or whatever, and they don't have much, and then they all of a sudden they get rich because of, you know, their profession. And next thing you know, everybody, you know, wants something from them. And so that's kind of what was going on in season one. But Cam, along with Cam coming from Boston, was his sister, Mary Charles, and they call her M-Chuck, and she's played by actress Erica Ash. She's very protective of her brother. She is a lesbian. She's a girly girl, though. She's a girly lesbian who, you know, she loves to be pretty. So we'll talk about that in Glam Squad Diaries. Also with Cam and his sister, M-Chuck, is his mother, Cassie Calloway, who's played by Tashina Arnold. And we all know who Tashina Arnold is. She played Pam on Martin for years. We've seen her, you know, all over television for years. And she plays Cam's proud mother who, you know, she's ready to live a comfortable life. you know, the comfortable life of being a baller's mother. She's ready for that lifestyle. And you will see her character develop. And one of the things I encourage you all to do, if you have the Stars Network, is to go out maybe to On Demand, or you can catch Survivor's Remorse, however else you catch it, whether it's online. But catch it and look at season one if you haven't seen it. So that way when season two comes, you kind of can see these characters develop, and then we could talk a little bit about how they've changed in regards to their look, in regards to style. Also, Cassie, along with Cassie and M-Chuck and Cam, is their Uncle Julius, who's played by actor and comedian Mike Epps. And, I mean, he's the funny of the show, if you ask me. Mike's not big on makeup, but we'll talk about that as well on Glam Squad Diaries. Cam's right-hand man is his first cousin, Reggie Vaughn, who's played by the actor Ronrico Lee. You may have seen Ronrico in Let's Stay Together on BET, and he's in several other shows. And we'll get more into, like, giving details about some of these actors and a little bit of, you know, their bio and their story, and that kind of thing. But he's Reggie's right-hand man. And nothing happens that Reggie doesn't know about. We want to check that, check him out. He's a very stylish guy, I think. I love the way the wardrobe department dresses him. So we'll talk a little bit more about his style as well. And then Reggie is married to the very beautiful Missy Vaughn. She's classy. She reminds me of a Southern Belle, except in this story, they don't come from the South. They come from Boston. But I love her look and her makeup in this story, and my sister may want to talk about her a little bit. But we'll get into who does whose makeup and how their looks have changed or evolved or stayed the same, whatever the situation may be. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that about the cast?
Well, if you've seen the show last season, the, you know, Missy is the one who, you know, likes the no makeup look. And, you know, she's more of the natural, you know, the natural look from last season. You know, once we get into the show, we'll talk more about the second season and you know, how her look has changed and all of that. But Missy is, again, she's more of the natural, has more of the natural look. And like you said, M. Chuck, Mary Charles, who's played by Erica Ash, she's the girly girl. Erica, you may have seen her in Real Husbands of Hollywood. She's on that show as well. Then Tashina Arnold, again, she's the mother, but she's a young mother. She's a mother in her 40s, so it's not like she's, you know, walking around looking like an old woman, you know, because she's somebody's mother. But no, she's a young mother, so she's still very stylish, or, you know, or trying to be very stylish and on trend with her looks and things like that. So, again, if you saw the show last year, she was very loud. Her wardrobe was... Her wardrobe was very loud. Her makeup was very colorful. If you haven't seen the show, I suggest you to go out and see the show. Starting on June 6th, the Stars will be premiering season 2 of Power. And right after Power, I think that's going to be 9 p.m. on Saturday. So right after Power, they will re-show season 1 of Survivor's Remorse. So if you're a fan of Power and you're planning on watching Power, then you can see Survivor's Remorse directly after. It's like after watching that heavy stuff, then you can, you know, kind of laugh for the next half hour with Survivor's Remorse. It's a comedy, but shot so much like a drama. So don't be thrown off by it when you see it. No, you're not going to hear laugh tracks or anything like that. It's not a sitcom. But it is a comedy, and I think you all will enjoy it. And the hair and makeup plays a you know, an important part in this show. So we definitely want to take advantage of talking about that on Beauty Talk. And even and the thing is, it Glam Squad Diaries may not stop here at Survivor's Remorse. You know, it may touch on other projects that we do, or just other projects in general, you know, where maybe Glam Squad Diaries will get the head, makeup, and hair people from other shows and, you know, do like video interviews and talk to them about the looks on their shows. And I think it's important that we're doing this because sometimes people will overlook that whole hair and makeup process on film and TV. Because what has happened in the past is people will say, oh, you know, no, I don't want to do makeup for film and TV. Oh, no, you know, I don't want to do that. Because they're thinking, oh, the looks are boring. There's nothing to the looks. But being a makeup artist who worked on music video, television news, and not just television news, but CNN, you know, back in the early 2000s, late 90s, CNN was like, you know, if you couldn't meet a face at CNN, then you couldn't do makeup, because those anchors wore makeup. And that was back in the day of film. They wore heavy makeup. So coming from that and then going to, you know, film and TV now where we're using HD, it's a different hand. So it's much harder. Even though doing film and TV when we were using film was still different from, you know, doing music videos and all that, but now the HD plays a big role in it. It's even harder now to do a natural makeup. To make somebody just look, you know, like they're wearing nothing is harder than beating somebody's face doing a great beauty makeup. So, you know, those are the types of things that we'll talk about and we'll see. And even if you don't want to do film and TV, you may be called to do a commercial or something. And if you don't want to turn that job down, I think it's important that you know that there's a difference between what you do every day and you know, because some people will do, you know, sometimes you'll see on on Instagram where some people will, you know, they'll do a makeup, and whether it's for a bride or just for someone, you know, who's going to a party. But when you look, it's the mm-hmm. same makeup, you know. So that's where we have to learn the difference. We have to learn the difference. And I always tell people we have to look at a makeup and see and be able to see the makeup the way a camera sees makeup. So whether it's a point-and-shoot camera or whether it's a television or film camera, we have to be able to look at a makeup and be able to see it the way a camera would see it. So then, therefore, we know the difference on how heavy we can be with this or how heavy we can be with that or, you know, how much blending we need to do. So, you know, we're going to touch on, again, on most of these topics. And I think it's going to really be eye-opening for people who are actually working in film and TV, and it's going to be eye-opening for people who, you know, who don't work in film and TV.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And like you were saying, it's not going to just stop at Survivor's Remorse. We'll have commentary on other shows and projects that we work on, as well as things that we don't work on, but we get a chance to talk to, you know, the hairstylists and makeup artists from other shows. And just so everyone's clear, Beauty Talk produces Glam Squad Diaries. So this is just another entity of Beauty Talk, of what we do here on the radio and the web series for Beauty Talk. Glam Squad Diary is a baby of Beauty Talk. So we're behind it. And just like Beauty Talk interviews other makeup artists, we just don't come on the show and just talk about what we do. We interview other makeup artists and hairstylists and beauty professionals and let them share their stories. And so Glam Squad Diaries will capture their stories, you know, their experiences as well as the Beauty Talk web series as well. So just look out for season 2 of the Beauty Talk web series later this year, and then Glam Squad Diaries starting, that's going to be August 24th. Which is a Monday. So that's pretty much all we're going to say on that tonight. But I do want to just give you the names of the Glam Squad for Survivor's Remorse. And makeup department head is Denise Tennell. Key makeup artist is myself, Janice Tennell. Hair department head is Charles Gregory. And key hairstylist is Ralph Ochoa. So we're the team that the Glam Squad that has made up that makes up all these beautiful faces and do all this hair and these wigs. So you'll hear from us. You might not hear from Ralph because he's camera shy, but we can talk a little bit. Maybe we can get. Maybe you'll just hear a little bit from him via his voice, and maybe since he's camera shy, we're going to have actually some episodes of Beauty Talk where we kind of deal with, you know, some things from the Glam Squad. And so we'll be playing excerpts from interviews that we've done on this show. And then I'm hoping that at some point, if we can get the girls, if we can get them all together at one time and where everyone's free, that we can bring the girls from the show on so that they can talk about their, you know, their characters and their looks and what they like most about their makeup and how much input they have into how their makeup looks and that kind of thing. So hopefully we can get the girls at some point. And maybe we can try to coordinate it where it's close to the premiere of the show, or at least sometime during the season, where we can get the girls on Beauty Talk one Sunday night. That would be fun. It would probably be hilarious, but because we all have lots of stories. And just so people know, everything is we have a lot of fun, even though it's a lot of hard work. But we're excited about the season coming to an end. We just did 10 episodes, so we've been doing this since March. And so now my sister and I are ready for a vacation. So that's next on the agenda, and then Glam Squad Diaries will be after that. So I'm hoping that you guys are interested enough to watch every Monday night I'm saying Monday night, but it'll probably be on earlier Monday during the day, but it will be every Monday after each episode. So there's 10 episodes, so we're looking to have very close to 10 episodes of Glam Squad Diaries.
You know, I would be interested in hearing some stories from people who work in film and TV, like some of their either favorite times that they've had on you know, film and television projects, or some of their most memorable moments, or some moments that are memorable, but you know, they weren't so nice. You know, I'd be interested in hearing some of that, so that people out there who are interested in this field, you know, they can really hear the truth about what really goes on, you know? I mean, because I know there are times when on the show, since I do the characters Cassie and Missy, because neither one of them work every day, but, you know, for the most part, there are times and situations where the whole family's together, as you'll see in season one, if you've watched season one, there are times when, you know, all the family's together and, you know, I have two girls to do in one day. You know, maybe like I have Cassie and Missy, and then I'll have Cam, I'm just talking character names, and I have Cam, you know, to do. And so it's tough. It's tough when they bring in all of the women at the same time, you know, and then I have two of them. So it's like sometimes I don't even get a chance to eat breakfast in the morning when I come to work because I have two women. And sometimes, you know, they're like 45 minutes each. And so it's like, you know, while I'm doing one, one is in the hair department getting their hair done. And then, you know, once I'm finished, then we swap. You know, and then the other one comes. And, I mean, you know, for an actress, it's not all about what you have going on. It's about what they have going on and what they have to do. So it's like, you know, they come into trailer, okay, I'm going to get my hair and makeup done. I'm going to go through the works, you know, and I'll have somebody bring me my breakfast. So the thing is, you know, they may get an opportunity to sit there and eat while they're in your chair, or sometimes they'll wait until after everything's done. But the thing is, you don't get a chance to just stand there and eat your breakfast in front of them while, you know what I mean, while they're waiting to get their hair or makeup done. It's like you have to continue working. And so it just gets hard sometimes when you have those two women back to back like that. And then once you finish the second woman and you're thinking, oh, wow, finally, then here comes that guy that you have to do. And no, it's not going to take you 45 minutes on them, but, you know, you still have to spend, you know, whatever time you're going to spend with him, you still have to spend that time with him right away. You can't stop and say, okay, I need to eat my breakfast first before I get you done. No, you got to do the job first. And then once that's over, then you take your time, you know, to eat or do what you want to do. But for sometimes situations, it might be where by the time you decide you're going to sit down for a quick 5-10 minutes to eat your breakfast, we're going to send the actors up in 10 minutes. So therefore, you have to make sure you've got their set bags ready. Like we put together, you know, individual set bags. So you got to make sure you have all of that together. And sometimes it's just not the case. You just can't, you know, you don't have time to do all of it. And those are just like some of the busy days. On some of the easier days, you know, you can probably get your breakfast in before you start anybody. Or you may have to, you know, just do like two guys and then you're done. So you may decide, okay, I'll get all of that done first, then I'll go eat breakfast. So it just depends. So I was just curious as to if there was someone out there who wanted to share some of their experiences, you know, on any particular set. You know, and it doesn't have to be like any major set. It could be like it could be on a low budget project or something. But if anybody had any particular, you know, situations that they wanted to share, good, bad, or whatever.
Yep, we have about 6 minutes if anybody wanted to share anything. And the number again is 914-803-4399. And you know what? And we'll deal with that. One of the things that you may see from me, I'm going to do a series of videos, and you'll be able to see this on my personal YouTube page. And we'll put all the information out there from our Beauty Talk Facebook and Beauty Talk Twitter pages, so you'll know where to go to see what. But that's one of the things that I want to deal with, because I've noticed like times when you bring people in, a lot of times when you say just come with your setback, they really don't know what to have in a setback. So I want to deal with, that, where I'm showing you what you need to have in your setback, which would apply for, like, if you're working on a film, if you're working on a photo shoot, music video, whatever the situation is, what you could have in a setback, you know, that's separate from your, well, we always talk in terms of setback because, you know, we have, like, if you're in the makeup room or a makeup trailer, you have the makeup that you're using to apply to people. But then once you go to set to get in front of that camera, you're not taking all of that makeup with you. So basically what you're going to need on set to do touch-ups is what I want to touch on and kind of show the components of a set bag. And then also what's important to have in your kit in general, just some basic things in general when working with film and television. So we'll be dealing with that as well. But we are running out of time. And so in the last 4 minutes, I just want my sister to do what she normally does every week, and that's just kind of give all of our handles and where the people can find us on social media.
Well, you can find us on the three major social media outlets. On Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. On Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. And on Twitter, we are Beauty_Talk. And again, I'm trying now to put that barcode out on the tweet chat for anyone who's interested in joining our BBM group. And I did tweet it from the Illusions Cosmetics page, which is another one of our pages. I did tweet it from there, so you can see the barcode there as well if you're following us there. But I'm definitely going to tweet it from my personal page and the Beauty Talk page for those interested.
Sounds good. But please tune in next week. We have an old friend that's joining us. We haven't heard from her in a long time. That's makeup artist Suzanne Patterson. She will be here next Sunday night. We're going to catch up with her and see what she's been up to, but then she's also going to update us on what's new in technology and new as far as beauty tips for working with that new technology. She always comes and shares information with us about lighting and the new HD cameras and that kind of thing. So join us next Sunday where we'll be back with a new guest, and we're back to interviewing guests next Sunday night at 9 p.m. And I'll post more information about Suzanne's show as well out there on our social media pages. But again, as always, thank you guys for listening, for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Have a wonderful and safe holiday tomorrow, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.